Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're about 30 minutes late. We start the program at 36 minutes after the hour. We've got something in honor of today's guest. Apparently, he was a big fan of Maxwell Smart. throw me that pen. And we can actually stop that and go to number 53, playing in honor of a retired FBI agent, Stan Loos. Currently, he's a secret agent for the Summit Research Group. And we can actually move right on to number 54. We just got all the perfect ones all in a row.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I have a spoof. Did I send you, Jaron, that spoof on Dragnet? It was with Johnny Carson. We're going to have to play that. That was a long piece. That was amazing. That was amazing. Oh, and we also have 57. We got to go to 57. This is probably the Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. show that we were talking about earlier. It says the FBI.
That could well be.
Obviously, it never really didn't have the same impact. I guess that's it. Goes back a long way.
Well, my other hero is Inspector Clouseau, the Pink Panther guy.
I don't think we have anything from the Pink Panther. Well, we'll play one more. We got 58. 50, I like the way they just keep them all in a row here. So it's another great private investigator.
Good old 5-0.
Oh. I wonder if he's in Santa Barbara. So we have our own private retired FBI agent, Stan Loos, here. Summit Research Group is his company. I do want to point out I want to hear a couple of stories about bank robbers, but let me just take a moment because if I don't do this, I'll run out of time, and a couple of these are topical. There was oh, you're good, Jaron. You're good. You went on the online. Yeah, he was. Did you work with anyone at the FBI who was like this?
Oh, yes.
That's great. Well, this will be the day I'll get sued for playing all this music on my website. Saturday, August 19th, a news press article on outdoor showers. And I read the whole article and love the idea. I've got several clients who built them. And I kept waiting, and I got right to the end of the article, and they finally said, check local building codes for before, you know, jumping into this. And the one thing I'll just say, if you build an outdoor shower and you don't get permits and you do hook it up to your sewer line, just make certain you have a cover for the drain so we don't get rainwater and runoff running into the sewer line, which could be a problem with taxing it. And that's even if you have a little outdoor sink that you put in there and you hook up. You always want to cover the drain so we don't get rain and runoff in the overloading, taxing the sewer line. Another little tip on credit scores. Got this from today's meeting. People are just so many commercials for these out-of-town, out-of-state companies. They're lenders. They're checking your credit scores. Do this and that. Check your credit score online. And according to First Capital, you get a score from one bureau, credit score. And the lenders, when you end up putting the pedal to the metal and going into a lender, they're using different scoring models from the ones that you get on this deal. And they're using three bureaus. And they'll take the middle one, or some might do a little average type thing, but usually the middle. So it's a different world. So the answer is consult with a local realtor. I happen to be available, but there's plenty of good local realtors, and they will set you up with a good lender who knows what they're doing. There's no point in just going on and randomly throwing darts and hoping you hit something. You have low credit just make sure you have a high down payment. And as we actually discussed earlier in the program regarding real estate fraud, just make your payments, and no one will come knocking on your door.
Very true.
Resale real estate shatters records. People are always complaining about the market. Existing home sales, major markets in the first 6 months of 2006 surpassed all previous records for the first half of the year as for sale inventory hit an all-time high. Home sales rose over 8% compared to a year ago, and the average home price soared almost 50%. This is in Canada. This is in Canada. Our market here, not as rosy. We got a national thing and a California thing. We have resale slows, 7% in the second quarter of 2006. But actually, 20 states have activity that has risen compared to a year ago. But nationally, the second quarter existing home sales dropped 7% compared to the second quarter of 2005. But in Alaska, second quarter existing home sales rose 48% compared to the second quarter of 2005. Arkansas resale pace rose 18% almost from a year earlier. And Texas had the third strongest gain at 11%. 28 states and Washington, D.C. experienced declines. Stan, I don't see anything here about Virginia. You know anything about what's going on in Virginia?
It's been doing well from what I hear.
How long ago did you buy there?
About 3 years now.
Oh, well, you know what? I'd be curious to know what's going on in Virginia. Regionally, the South reported existing home sales pace was down 4.2% from a year ago. The Midwest, down 4.7% from a year ago. The Northeast, existing home sales pace down 5.2% from a year earlier. And in the West, taking the cake, existing sales rate was 14.7% lower. Wow. So we win. Of course, in Santa Barbara, we've dropped down more. We're about 20% lower in single-family sales, at least through the multiple listing service. And in condos, it's even higher at 30% fewer sales. However, the median price, we're hanging in there. Condos almost unchanged. And median sales price, so what's selling is about the same. Individual prices have taken a hit, individual neighborhoods. But as David Lurie, the National Association of Realtors chief economist, says, when you look at states with higher housing costs, they have experienced a prolonged period of rapid price gains. You typically see slower home sales. And we're seeing that right now in Santa Barbara. Certainly, by contrast, states with moderately priced areas that have experienced healthy job creation are seeing sale gains. So the economic backdrop remains favorable for the housing market, which is helping home sales to level out. So it goes back to what I've been saying. The threat is, you know, when you're up so high, it makes sense that you've got to adjust. Unfortunately, we're not plummeting. Okay, well, I wanted to get those in. Got a few more I'll save till next week, but we had another 2 minutes here left in this segment. Stan Loos joining me today, a retired FBI agent. You had a story you were telling me out in the lobby about a bank robbery over on Chapala and Canaperdito?
Canaperdito, yeah.
What was that?
Actually, it was a bank burglary. This was back in the late 1970s.
Well, what's the difference between a bank robbery and a bank burglary?
Well, a robbery is generally during the day when someone comes in with a gun or shows a note to the teller demanding money. A burglary is when you break into the bank and steal its assets, i.e. money.
I didn't know that.
Anyway, this bank, and I forget which bank it was, but it was on a corner of Chapala and Canaperdito. This gentleman broke into the bank sometime during the night. Of course, all the currency was in the vault. He could not get in there, but they left quite a bit of change out, the coin. So he grabs a wastebasket and left, and we estimate that he had about 95 pounds of coin. Well, where can you go to turn in that much coin? He took a bus to Las Vegas, cashed in the coin, got some currency with it, some paper money, and he proceeded to take the bus further east, and he ran out of money in Paducah, Kentucky. Knocked on the door to the FBI office there and surrendered himself.
What?
Yep. He was a former bank robber, too. Bank robbers tend to rob banks. That's what they do.
He wasn't a retired bank robber.
No, he was not a retired banker. He was a former bank robber who went into the bank burglary business. We had one gentleman that got out of prison up in Lompoc one time. He was a bank robber, multiple banks. He subsequently went to a halfway house in Isla Vista, and in a matter of 2 weeks, robbed five banks in town here. And then he left town just about the time we got him identified. He then went on a bank robbery spree in Los Angeles, robbed another 15 banks in a three-week period.
Oh, productive.
Very.
What year about was this?
This was in probably the mid-'80s. He then went to Denver, robbed five banks there, a couple in St. Louis, and worked his way east. And we got a warrant for him. And he was subsequently caught in Pennsylvania when his car skidded off an icy road, and a state trooper stopped to help him and ran his name and found all the warrants for him.
Wow.
So
it's amazing how successful people are, but no retirement, really.
No, but bank robbers tend to repeat. We had another gentleman that got out of prison up in Lompoc, was given bus fare to go from Lompoc to a halfway house in Hollywood. He stopped at the bus station here, hit one of the local bars, and needed more money. Well, let's back up. He went into JCPenney's and stole a pair of tennis shoes, a pair of white tennis shoes. He then robbed a bank nearby and went into another bar, and he got caught there wearing the brand-new tennis shoes, and he had the bait money with him.
Not the smartest people in the world. I think you'd make a—stay out of crime, Stan. I think you'd be smart enough not to get caught. We're out of time. We'll come back for the fourth segment for the weekly multiple listing sales update. Stan Lowe, Summit Research Group, thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.